Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let me grab the headphones. I'll get dialed into the studio. Get these dogs to shut up. Oh, goodness. I better close the window or the neighbors are going to get mad. I hope the guests call in tonight. I wonder if anybody's going to call in. Well, let's do this thing.
It's Ray the G Radio, and this is your host, Garrett Miller.
Well, it's the Sunday Services Cardio Jams Workout for Worms Part 2, and it is Sunday, I just about said January, Sunday, September 22nd, 2013, and we've got 2 hours of fun music that I'm going to be jamming through today, and news of the day. I actually didn't think I was going to have a lot of news I was going to share with you, but I've got a bunch of stuff that just kind of popped up, and I thought I would at least, you know, give it a mention or three. There is an event that's coming up today from, and I'm scrolling down here, from 1 to 3 p.m. at Newport Beach. It's called Sit, Stay, Love. It's a puppy party featuring A Letter to My Dog. It's a book signing with authors Lisa Erspammer and Kimi Kulp. And it's, again, at Anthropology at Fashion Island, 823 Newport Center Drive in Newport Beach, going from 1 to 3 today. If you would like to schedule a photo session with you and your furball, you can call ahead of time to reserve a slot at 949-720-9946. Refreshments are going to be served. So if you want to take you and your pup down to Anthropology at Fashion Island in Newport Beach from 1 to 3 today, Lisa and Kimmy will be there autographing books. They'll also be doing pet adoptions with the ASPCA, and fun will be had by all. So if you are in the area, go check that out. And then if you happen to also be in the area, you can head on down to the Southern California Writers Conference, where recent guest Gail Carline will be a presenter, and also Jeff Michaels, who's been on the show many times before, and next-door neighbor, all-around good guy, he's also there today. So we wish everybody there a fantastic time, and if you are participating in that, I can't wait to hear your feedback and hear all of the great things that you are bringing out of that to become better writers and authors. So, again, two local things in the Huntington Beach area today, and it's Newport Beach, Huntington Beach, all the same thing when you get down to it. We've got a bunch of people on the lines. So I've got Richard, Northern California. I've got Bill from Upstate New York. We've got Wesley in Georgia. I've got, Margaret is out of Phoenix. We have, Becky out of, she's in, Phoenix as well. Robert out of Wisconsin, and a bunch more on the line. So anyway, we're going to have some news and fun, but we're going to start it off with a request. This actually came out of the Friday night show, and my thanks to Bill in New York for the suggestion. It's called Grooves in the Heart by Delight. I also tried to find another song for him called Dance With Me by Peter Brown, and I was not successful in that, but at least, 50%, that's not bad. So here's a little Grooves in the Heart. We'll be back after a couple with more headlines of the day.
We're going to dance. We're going to dance. We're going to dance and have some fun.
Grooves in the
having sex, all the denouncement had absolutely no effect. Parents and counselors constantly scorned them, but people are still having sex and nothing seems to stop them.
We go. That wrapped up the first half hour of Sunday services, Cardio Jams 2. So here's, it's not a funny story, but I told the listener in Facebook that I was going to talk about this. I love this song. This is a few songs back. So I played Twilight Zone, and then I also played People Are Still Having Sex. So back in the day when Basic Instinct was out and the movie had the scene where Sharon Stone was dancing in that warehouse type of club with Michael Douglas, I love the song, and I love the scene. I love the whole I love the whole movie. I've probably seen that like 700 times. And so I would go out and try to find the song that they played in that particular clip and kept buying all of these wrong records. I don't know what was, so hard to figure out, but I just couldn't figure out the name of that song was. So I ended up with about 45 different versions of what I thought was a song, and it never really was. But it was the Twilight Zone or People Are Still Having Sex. I think it was the People Are Still Having Sex song. So there was that little anecdote. But also going on in the news today, we've got, again, I told you about the article that's coming out for Anthropology Today with, let's see, Lisa and Kimmy with Sit, Stay, Love. It's a pup party. So if you're going to be in Fashion Island in Newport Beach from 1 to 3, go and stop by and check them out. Make sure you tell them you heard them, well, heard about them here on Rated G Radio. So what else is in the news? Co-founder of Nike. He's got a big pocketbook because everybody wears Nike. Phil Knight, he stunned backers of Oregon Health and Science University's Cancer Institute yesterday by announcing that he and his wife would put up $500 million for cancer research. Now, here's the catch, though. The university has a limited amount of time to also match that $500 million, or they don't get it. There's probably, you know, some catch. They'll probably get something out of it. Back in 2008, they had donated $100 million to the university, and at the event, that, you know, they made the announcement that says, this is probably the biggest surprise of my professional life. It would be mine, too. But, you know, if somebody wanted to give me $500 million or $500 million, $500 million, $500 million, yeah, that is $500 million, I would gladly take it, and I would do whatever they'd want to with it. But, of course, you know, not to talk about things that shouldn't be talked about, but, of course, it comes on the heels of the fact that that $500 million is made off of sweat labor out of, you know, child labor in Southeast Asian countries. But good for Phil Knight for stepping it up and trying to do something good with his money. So there you go. Let's see. Movie reviews for the weekend. Prisoner breaks out for number one with 1.4 million for the weekend. Battle of the Year is number five for a bleak 4.1. So here's an update as of Sunday, 1 a.m. With the 65th Emmys broadcasting this weekend, Hollywood is only taking television, television, and television, and television to the extreme. Yes. Let's talk movie results. Hugh Jackman and Jake Gyllenhaal plugged Prisoners to a $7 million opening Friday, and then that went up 28% to $9 million on Saturday for a decent $21.4 million domestic weekend. Their pairing didn't produce the hype that Christian Bale or Leonardo DiCaprio might have originally planned, but Jackman and Gyllenhaal did their jobs to open this R-rated Alcon Entertainment developed, financed, and produced dark kidnapping thriller distributed by Warner Brothers to a 20-plus million debut like stars should. Who's the bigger draw? Definitely Hugh. Jake usually can't open an envelope. Prisoners is the second biggest three-day opening for Alcon founders Broderick Johnson and Andrew Kozov behind Blindside's $34.1 million. With a B-plus cinema score despite a longish 2 hours, 26-minute running time, the pick had a lean budget of $46 million and a stellar supporting cast by Ella Davis, Terrence Howard, Melissa Leo. During a slow September, this adult drama, directed by Denis Villeneuve, foreign language Oscar nominee for Incendies, and was written by some other guy who you'd never heard of. The marketing strategy was to sell a visceral, taut, beautifully made thriller with powerhouse performances that ask you the question, what would you do if this happened to you? Anyway, the weekend's new underperformers is Sony Pictures' Screen Gems 3D teen dance pick Battle of the Year, which dropped from number 4 to 5. Inspired by director Benson Lee's award-winning documentary Planet B-Boy and co-written by Bryn Hill of Won't Back Down, the picture stars Josh Holloway of Lost and Grammy bad boy Chris Brown. It's obviously a tired genre despite a fresh A-minus cinema score from audiences. So Friday's 1.4 and Saturday's 2.0 million for the weekend of 4.6 is half of what the studio was forecasting for the picture's $20 million cost range. Media was designed to focus around television, especially to target young females, clubbers, and urban audiences. Integrations and takeovers included Fox's So You Think You Can Dance, where dancers from the film performed on-air during the show's finale, and BET's 106 in Park, where the winner of a national dance contest performed during a special BOTY cast show. No updated numbers yet for the following. The Wizard of Oz IMAX 3D, whose pre-sales were huge online after ticket seller Fandango proclaimed were looking great and powerful in limited release. The PG upgrade of the 1939 classic released into 318 theaters made $750,000 Friday and is targeting $2.8 million for the weekend. Performing in five theaters this weekend is Universal's Imagine Ron Howard's Ron Howard's Formula One, Critical Darling, Rush, starring Chris Hemsworth, for $66,000 Friday and $223,000 over the weekend. Pick opener, it will happen on September 27th when you'll see the car racing picture and see if it's cursed at the box office. Let's see. Fox's Searchlights, James Gandolfini, Julia Louis-Dreyfus comedy written and directed by Nicole Holofcener. I can't pronounce her last name. H-O-L-O-F-C-E-N-E-R. I think somebody has a typo there. But Nicole's was written and directed by her. Of an upset, opened Wednesday in four runs with $62,000 Friday and a $210,000 weekend. One of the final movies from The Soprano star had a cum of $263,000. So here's the top 10 list based on estimated weekend estimates. Prisoners is number one for 21.4. Insidious Chapter 2. Again, last week I told you I thought that was actually a cartoon. Apparently it's not. For 50.5 total. The Family is still holding strong at 25.6 million. Instructions Not Included is up to 34.2. Battle of the Year is 4.6. We just said that. Where the Millers is now at 138. Lee Daniels, the Butler, or just the Butler, is 106. Riddick is at 37. Wizard of Oz, 2.8. Planes, still holding in there after 7 weeks. It's at 86.2. And again, Rush is at 223,000, and Upset is 263,000. So there's a little movie news to beat you before Entertainment Tonight scoops you on Monday. Let's get back to some music, and we're going to, let's see here. I'm going to start off with a little Ricky Martin here. I think that's a great way to start the second half of the first hour. Little She Bangs, we'll be back.
Yeah. start walking. Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Baby, working, tell me what to do. Cause what I'm doing, I'm doing for you.
Don't get me wrong, I'm really not stupid. Ego trip is not my thing. All these strange relationships really get me down. I see nothing wrong.
Talking all the stuff about me.
Yeah.
Why don't they just let me live?
Tell me what.
something inside.
Shake it up. Shake.
Copacabana, music and passion were always the fashion. this thing called rap. Dig it like a shovel, rhyme double on a heavenly level. Bang the bass, turn up the treble. Radical mind, day and night, all the time. 7-14, lines divine. Maniac, brainiac, winning the game. I'm the lyrical Jesse James. Quality, I possess some, say I'm fresh when my voice goes through the mesh of the mic, the phone that I am holding. Copywritten lyrics so they can't be stolen if they are snap. Don't need the police to try to save them, your voice will see. So please, stay off my back or I will attack and you don't want that.
I've got the power.
Wrapping up 2 hours of Cardio Jams this Sunday morning. Hope that you will enjoy it and play it often as you're on the treadmill, elliptical, just running down the street or whatever. You can now make sure to download these episodes on iTunes, and they are now available as podcasts. So just check anywhere on the Rated G Radio thing here on Blog Talk Radio, and it will set you free from having to listen to it on your computer. I've got 10 seconds left, so have a great day. Look out for Dexter's series finale, Ray Donovan, series finale, and the Emmys tomorrow night. We'll be back with Valley of the Sun Dog Rescue on Monday night.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.